Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, your host, also known as Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. In this podcast, we look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane reading plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. In today's reading, we did Genesis 5, Matthew 5, Ezra 5, and Acts 5. In Genesis 5, we see God showing us a way to escape the thing that we all fear, death, right? God offers eternal life. And we see an example of that, the first kind of example of that, post the fall. Here we see a litany of names, or like a family of tree and lineage of sorts, but all of them end with, and then he dies. Except one, Enoch. He walked with God, and then he was no more. We kind of see that he escapes the same sort of death that all the rest of them experience. And we are led to see maybe the difference was simply that he walked with God. Yesterday, as we read in Ezra 4, we're reading about all the opposition to the building of the temple of God. And a letter was written then to dissuade the support of the king behind those efforts. And it was effective, and they shut down the work. And today in Ezra 5, we read of the Jews taking up the work again under a new king. But they actually don't wait for the king's official authorization to begin again. They simply get to work with the prophets of Haggai and Zechariah with them, supporting them. They knew, despite they did not yet have authorization from the king, that God was with them in that journey. And it was easily confirmed when God led the king's approval of that work, unlike the previous king before them. The prophetic voice of those prophets gave them the confidence that the authority of God was with them. Confidence in your authority goes a long way. Their authority came from the knowledge that God was with them. And in Acts 5, we see some stark contrast between looking like you walk with God, looking like you are in his authority, and truly walking with him. Ananias and Sapphira demonstrate that they were not truly walking with God and his authority. They still wanted to be their own master and be, you know, their own kings of the castle. And by their own greed, they break the covenant of unity and koinonia, that unique fellowship in the community of God that was just newly formed in Acts. They forgot who their authority was and operated in their own authority. A life with and blessed by God and his authority is going to be one set apart, and often one set apart by things that this world will not celebrate. In today's world, Ananias and Sapphira may have been celebrated for the way that they were generous and still lived the American dream, ensuring that they would be comfortable for years to come and still take care of God's work. But not only Acts 5 and statements later on, like we see where it says the apostles were rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering dishonor for the name, but also the entirety of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount that begins in Matthew 5 show us that living life in our own authority, seeking our own best interest, is not the way. The repeated statements of blessing that we call the Beatitudes, they usher in like the opening of an inaugural address, the countercultural life with God and under his authority that we're called to live. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the humble, meek, hungry and thirsty for justice and righteousness. These are just some of the attributes that Jesus elevates as he says, if you are to be sons and daughters of God, if you are to be citizens of the kingdom of God, you are no longer the authority. I am. Walk with me. This is the way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you break into our humdrum lives where we're set up to be just like everyone else, falling in line and dying the same deaths that they all die. And you usher in a new way and you invite us into eternal life that begins today. Lord God, and I pray that as we keep our minds set on that life to come, that it would transform the way that we live today and that we would be operating under your authority and walking with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment on this episode if you've got thoughts. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I hope to chat with you tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.